You're listening to a Sex Outside Nature Quickie, a short 5-minute dive into a specific, practical topic about our bodies and the outdoors. I'm Laura Borshevsky.
Whenever anyone is in a shoe, I want them to be interacting with their environment. So I think there's actually some beauty to being outside because you are with the elements. You're moving with the wind. You're like with the water. It might be cold,
That's the voice of Jeanette Castellari. Jeanette is a queer artist from Seattle. She's a talented boudoir photographer, facilitator, and someone who has a lot of experience helping people feel at ease in their bodies. She also happens to be one of my dearest friends, so I've had the benefit of seeing her at work behind the camera, sometimes while I'm on the other side of it. It's clear that there's an increasing desire for folks to get intimate photos of themselves outdoors, and in a lot of ways, it makes sense. The outdoors is somewhere we feel like ourselves, feel at home in our bodies, and might be most connected to our gender and sexuality. So it should be easy to capture all that, right? Well, yes and no. Because if it was that easy, you probably would have done it by now. And maybe you have, but you were mildly terrified the entire time. And it doesn't have to be that way. Which is why Jeanette has some thoughts to help folks on the other side of the lens feel more comfortable. And as someone who's been that person on the other side of Jeanette's lens in a few outdoor boudoir shoots, I have some additional tips to share along the way. So first things first when you're deciding to have an intimate outdoor shoot. Picking the right location.
I would say pick somewhere first that inspires you, that you actually love to be. So for me, I don't think I would necessarily, even though it might be so beautiful, I don't think I would choose to go to a cold river because I'd be like, I'm cold, I'm uncomfortable. But I think that I would love to have a shoot like in the ocean, like to be in the water, to be floating. That actually feels good in my body. Some people love to be in the forest. Like, I would pick something that you feel actually connected to and that your body feels relaxed in. Like when people say like, oh, what's your happy place? Like if you pick somewhere outside, it would be really cool to pick somewhere that makes you feel a certain way. So whether it's safe or relaxed or expansive or excited, I don't care if it's running through the desert or floating in an ocean, to pick somewhere that feels good to you, I feel like would be my number one.
In addition to Jeanette's thoughts on choosing your location, keep in mind that not every beautiful photo you see online was made in a way that prioritizes the land or other people. As you decide where you might be most excited to shoot, ask yourself if you can still abide by effective stewardship practices, can access this land without trespassing or disrespecting other communities, and if any creative concepts you're hoping to implement might be harmful to the environment. If any of this applies, decide on something else. It's just not worth it. Similarly, there's a topic of privacy and navigating potential passersby to consider.
Number two, I would consider how public or private is the space and how comfortable do you feel being in little to no clothes with people around.
This might sound like simple advice, but there's actually a lot to unpack here because nudity has been criminalized to various degrees around the world. Take the U.S., for instance. In some states and counties, it could be seen as illegal to be naked in public spaces. Most times this is called indecent exposure. And depending on who reports it, how someone interprets the activity, as in whether they view it as obscene or not, and how much personal privilege you hold, it could be written off as a verbal warning or possibly escalated to a citation or even an arrest. And while some folks might feel completely unbothered by that risk, it's important to acknowledge that this is an immense privilege, and not everyone shares these thoughts and feelings, which is, of course, completely valid. Some things you can do to help yourself in advance, besides looking up local laws, is to bring a cover-up or a blanket to throw on as needed, and consider inviting a friend to come along with you. Having a lookout and source of moral support might be just the thing you need to feel more confident about stripping down outdoors. So, assuming you're feeling as safe as possible, let's talk about how to have some fun and implement your creative vision, which Jeanette has a lot of thoughts about.
It's important to just go with the flow of what comes up. So to remember that sexy doesn't look like anything and to just exist. Like, it might be a thing where you're like, oh, I'm going to try to do this thing and like lean back against the rock, and you might be uncomfortable. And it's okay to just get off the rock and be like, that's uncomfortable. I don't want to. Or you might be like, that rock is really cool. I'm going to be uncomfortable. I have about 45 seconds in me, but I really want a picture like this. Like, that's okay too. So I think to just kind of accept what is, you might be like, I'm freezing, but I want it so bad. And to just play, like, there is something that is inherently playful about being outside. So it is an opportunity and an invitation to exist, to be silly, to try things, like to be with the elements, to be like, this is going to be a fun experience. I might freeze. I might be really cold. I might, you know, X, Y, and Z, but it's going to be fun.
Something else that might feel like fun? Putting on some music that you enjoy and feel like moving to. Or doing something different with your hair or appearance in a way that gets you in a creative mood. Oh, and if you do decide to use makeup, take it from firsthand experience that wearing waterproof is always the best to avoid issues with rain or water, tears from wind, and even sweat from the sun. The journey of feeling comfortable enough to be naked outdoors, for however long, is unique to everyone. But Jeanette's seen people drop into their most embodied selves often, so she knows that it's possible, even in front of a camera, even outdoors. And if you do arrive in that very special space, Jeanette has some thoughts on how to expand yourself during that time to make the most of your photo shoot and have pictures that you want to look back on.
I think if you are in a place that feels calm and centered, it would be a really cool opportunity to actually get still without feeling like what the photo is going to look like, or like maybe not for the sake of posing, but like, what does it feel like to actually connect with the energy of outside? Like, what are you around and like, what does it feel? So if you're sitting or you're standing or you're laying and you close your eyes and you like actually breathe in whatever this movement is, I'm just assuming there's movement because I feel like outside there's always movement of sorts. So it's like, it could be a little bit of wind, it could be water moving, it could be a sound, it could be leaves rustling, but what is the movement and what is the vibe and what is the energy and what is the flow of what is existing around you?
Thanks so much to Jeanette Castler for joining us for this Sex Outside Nature Quickie. For more information to continue your research, tap the links in our show notes. You can find more beautiful photography from Jeanette on her Instagram at Jeanette Castellari, and follow along with us at Sex Outside Pod for more action between episodes. Music is by Calica. Sex Outside is a Ravel Media production. I'm Laura Borshevsky. Thanks so much for joining us. Until next time.